RTE2FM. Do you wish you had gotten better career guidance at school? Well, do you know what? It's actually never too late to get advice on finding a new path if that's what you want, or is it? Well, I hope it's not, because Jane Downes, founder of Clearview and author of the career book, is on the line. Good morning. How are you, Jane?
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Great.
Good, good. Lots to talk about. So look, as we know, most people don't spend Sunday night excited about work. But if you're pining for a Friday by 10 a.m. on a Monday, that is not good. So I want to ask you, what are some signs that you should consider a career change?
I think, look, when you're feeling disappointed, and I say this, you know, a lot of clients we work with, they come and, you know, they're disappointed with their career or how it's panned out. And that they may not use the word disappointment. They might talk about boredom or resentment or just a bit of an anticlimax. You know, is this it, Jane? You know, so I think that Sunday night dread certainly can, you know, give us some insight as to how happy or not we are in a role. And by the way, Jennifer, just to be really realistic here, I would say that 20% of most people's work is boring, right? Mm-hmm. Leaving hopefully about 80% for interest in what you're doing and a bit of buzz and a bit of enjoyment.
Okay. Okay. That's fair enough. So is it more, do you really have to assess you know, what needs to change in a job, first of all? I mean, surely you can make some slight changes in your job to be happy before you completely throw the towel in.
Yeah, great point. I think, look, yeah, we can patch things up temporarily and that might be enough. It could be a change of role. It could be a change of division within an organization you're working in, a change of boss, a change of team. That can make a huge difference to people and actually be enough. For others, change is looking like a bigger change. That could be moving in a parallel way to a different industry, maybe using the similar skills to what you have, or it could be a total change for somebody else. So really it's about deciding what needs to change here and examining your current situation, because that gives us lots of information and evidence in which to base some of our change.
Yeah, I do find if people want a career change, they don't really know what they want to do, you know? So what kind of questions do you ask people, or what kind of questions do you get people to ask themselves before they make that sacrifice or before they make that change? I mean, what should they get out a pen and paper, go through their likes and dislikes, where they see themselves? Should it be about money? How do you get to that stage where you figure out what you want to do?
Yeah, there's so much in the mix. So first of all, we talk about introspection within sort of career coaching and guidance, looking at the person who's going to show up for this career upgrade, and your psychology, your personality. You know, what are your values? What are your interests? What gives you a sense of satisfaction? What bores the pants off you? You know, what is your personality and the kind of work that's going to work with the personality you have? So we ask ourselves some tough questions. We also look at your worldview, you know, because we want you connected to what you're doing. And then we move to what we call the sort of the technical or the logistical affair piece around sort of CV work, interview skills, building a plan to do some training and upskilling where you need to. But here's the thing, you know, a successful career upgrade, for any of that to happen, you need to show up and you need to give it some welly and you need to give it a bit of work.
Okay.
But fear comes in, Jennifer. Fear comes in a lot, you know, because we're asking a lot, but we don't do this overnight. And this is where people can go wrong. They can tend to want change overnight, right? Make flippant decisions. And that's not what this is about. We need to measure this out carefully.
That's a very good point. Measuring it out carefully, because not everybody has the luxury to just throw the towel and completely change their job and, you know, and not work because there's bills to pay and that kind of stuff. And there is a huge difference, isn't there, between hating, let's say, your job and hating a person in the job that you have to work with, or your boss, for example.
You're so right. And also culture comes into it too. You could be working in the wrong organization from a culture point of view that's not working for you. It's not giving you flexibility. It's not listening. There's so many other things that's not just the job. And oftentimes early on in work I do with my amazing clients, we look at that. We look at that level of detail. And actually oftentimes we can find the job is actually grand. The tasks of the work are pretty good and you're pretty interested in it. It's the noise, as I call it. It's everything else.
So how do you work that out, Jane? Sorry. So how do you know whether life in general is making you unhappy or work is the problem?
Okay, well, you identify it by asking yourself some tough questions and working with someone or working with yourself, giving yourself time out to consider these things. And I think, look, there's the life piece too. I think oftentimes we're too quick to blame everything on our career, when actually sometimes it's our life that needs an upgrade, okay, or both concurrently. So I think there's lots to be considered here, but I think the key here is to give yourself the time to actually consider this. Use the resources available to you, online resources, to explore, to get informed or to get inspired or not. Less given out and more actual action. Really can make a difference, Jennifer. Really can.
What would you say to someone who came in burnt out, unhappy with their job, and said they wanted to chuck it all in and be an artist?
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, I've had it.
I'm sure you have.
Actually, you know what? The amount of people, Jennifer, who say to me, Jane, I just want to open my own cafe. It's unbelievable. That seems to be the default place that people tend to go to in their head if they're really miserable in what they're doing.
That's the worst. I couldn't think of anything worse, because I have a father-in-law who had a cafe, never got a holiday, 24/7, Christmas Day, misery.
Absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. I think we all just need to think logically here.
Okay.
And I think this knee-jerk reaction where we bring emotion into it doesn't work. I'm a big believer also, and a fan, Jennifer, of a stopgap job if you need it. Something that's going to continue to pay the bills for you, keep things going, but not take you over while you're planning that, what I call your master career plan of your what next, and that island you want to get to that's actually going to be more exciting to you. That might take time depending on what it is. But if we're trying to go from 0 to 10 overnight and knee jerk this, that's when people can run into, I suppose, a bit of trouble and it can go a bit wrong.
Why are careers so fluid these days? And what does that actually mean for workers?
Come here. I think it's a magic thing, Jennifer. Honestly, I really do. And, you know, Clearview, we're running 19 years now. And I mean, things have changed even so much since when I started. This nature of a fluid career is giving lots of people opportunity if we actually play our career game correctly and have a bit of a strategy, or learn that self-management of our career and the tools needed to, I suppose, be able to have the self-knowledge to make decisions, etc. I think what has changed, of course, the world has changed. Globalization, digitalization, tech changes. There is so much going on that this departure of life, of a job for life, is now gone. But I actually think it's a great thing. But for those who don't like a lot of change, this is, they don't like it one bit, right? So we've got to learn to be agile, don't we? Like, we have to learn to be agile leaders, agile workers, agile parents, agile full stop. We need to learn to be agile in how we work our career. And, you know, we need to also be able to learn to cultivate curiosity, so we're always aware of what's going on out there. And deciding what success means to us. And that can change as our priorities change over time. And the pandemic has really allowed people to sort of go, hang on, is this what I'm about? When a lot of the fancy was stripped back from their jobs, you know, fancy offices, they're going, hang on, is this really the work I want to be doing?
And that's really it. I mean, people, there's a lot of resources and you guys provide amazing service. Well done, by the way. Sorry, I didn't know you were in business 19 years. That is phenomenal. And I'm sure the ground has changed so much in that time. But it's really about asking yourself those questions, you know, sitting down with yourself and asking yourself, you know, am I happy? Is it the work? Is it this? Can I make changes before chucking the towel in? And also, it sounds like if you are going to make a career change, you have to be willing to put in the work. And speaking of which, what about like an aptitude or personality test? Would you say that's a good idea for a few people if they don't know themselves well enough?
Absolutely. And I think traditional career guidance would have looked at your IQ levels, which tend to level off around the age of 18, they say. And you base everything based on your IQ level, so your intelligence quotient. What we're looking at now is more things like the personality, you know, your preference and your style in terms of workplaces, work environments, the kind of work that excites your personality. So we're looking at the person who shows up for work and shows up for the career. And we're also looking at stuff like your emotional intelligence functioning, your social skills are functioning. So there's much more to it. And here's the thing, you know, guidance is complex. There's no sort of magic bullet, one size fits all approach here. But what we need is resources available to us. We need to be accessing stuff like our national sort of career guidance portal, like our careers portal, it's called Qualifax. We need to be checking out Solus. We need to be looking at the, you know, our skills strategy project with the OECD. We need to be keeping informed and looking at where the skills are going. There's lots of stuff available online. And adult education guidance services, for example, with the educational training training boards. So we need to know what's available to us in terms of helping us navigate this. Of course, I'm going to say career coaching is really helpful, but we're looking at the full picture here, not just your IQ levels.
Okay. Okay. A lot of info there. All really good stuff. So finally.
Yes.
Someone's sitting down, they're listening to this now, they're really unhappy with their job, but they don't really know what to do. What are your top tips for a listener thinking of a career change?
Yeah, great question. Okay, first of all, I'd say step one, examine your current situation, what needs to change.
Okay.
And then identify your values, your purpose now, your priorities, what's important to you, not just money, but everything else in the mix. Know what motivates you in your work. So look at your current job, see what's working for you, what's not, what's driving you mad. Define what success means to you now at this juncture in your life. And look then at your transferable skills. Step five, you've got to know your skills. You are your skills when it comes to changing your career. And really take a good hard look at the skills you've built. Look at your strengths, look at your work experience, look at the gaps as well, and then match your purpose and your experience and your goals to the business reality. Know the market, get more informed, and design a plan and allocate time to it, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. We need to give this time. Less giving out, more time actually taking action on this is going to make us much happier.
Really good advice. Jane, you're an absolute star. Thank you so much for joining us today. There we go. That was Jane Downs, founder of Clearview. You can find them online, and the author of the career book.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE QFM.